filing a return electronically reduces your chances of error. Believe it or not, many people, when they send us paper returns, end up making basic math errors and other kinds of errors that e-filing catches. It's just a basic thing, but more to the point, for people who are expecting refunds, and that's the vast majority of the population, about 77% of all people get refunds, if you e-file and have direct deposit, you can get that money in your bank account in as little as 10 days, and that contrasts with 4 to 6 weeks if you're filing on paper and the IRS has to process your paper return. So that helps taxpayers. It also does help the IRS. The cost of processing a paper return is over $3.50 per return, and it costs us about 19 or 20 cents to do an electronic return. That saves the IRS money, but let's remember the money that we spend is taxpayer money, and we're about trying to save that money as well.
And we keep hearing about something called a deficit, so this is one of the ways that people can make a difference. But you guys have also been very innovative in how you get people to do this. And talk a little bit about how do you encourage folks, aside from saying, hey, this saves is much more efficient for you, it's much more efficient for the taxpayer, how do you get people to actually do e-filing?
Well, we've taken a number of approaches to encourage people to e-file. You know, initially when it started, e-file was the new thing on the block, and people weren't really sure about it. So we had to market its benefits. We had to encourage others, like the software companies who were just a growing industry at the time, to start marketing electronic filing. As it went on, what we really did was talk about the benefits to the taxpayer. And obviously, the biggest benefit, in addition to accuracy, is the fact that you get your return quickly. Another benefit that's really grown up a lot in the last few years is, given the complexities of the tax code, most people are not particularly aware of all the tax breaks for which they may be eligible. Electronic filing means you use an electronic way of preparing your return, and those software products that people use end up making sure that people get the tax breaks for which they're eligible, and we think that's a good thing as well. And that's why e-filing, which started very small, is now the rule rather than the exception. More than 70% of the returns we got last year were filed electronically.
And do you think that number will go up this year?
Absolutely. We expect more people than ever to file electronically. And, you know, the other thing that's happening in our society in general, and it's affecting e-filing, is that people are more and more comfortable interacting and using an electronic means to get the services they want. So as we see growth in online activity, whether it's shopping or banking or even social media, we are seeing that flow over to e-filing as people recognize that as a normal way to do business and a normal way to file their tax returns.
And but my tax returns are abnormally complex, and so I don't believe that I qualify for electronic filing. But that's fewer and fewer people every single year, isn't it?
You know, with very few exceptions, the complexity of your tax return should not prevent you from filing electronically. There are reasons that might prevent you from filing electronically, and a lot of them have to do with documentation. Let me give you an example of that. We have, as you know, as part of the tax bills in the last few years, there have been new first-time homebuyer tax credits, encouraging people to buy homes and giving them what's called a refundable tax credit. After the first year of the offering, we learned that there was a lot of fraud and error with the program. And so as a result, we're requiring people to provide additional documentation. That's not the kind of documentation that today you can file electronically. So for people in that situation, they have to file a paper return. The good news is we're actually modernizing our e-filing system so that people will be able to attach PDFs of scanned documents, meaning that in the future, probably in the next 2 years, there will be no return anywhere of any kind, complex or not, that you won't be able to file electronically.
Mm. And that is part of, I mean, I remember, because I've been covering this forever, when you guys first started electronic filing, taking e-files, it was a very small percentage of folks. And the challenge you had was convincing people that it was safe. That doesn't seem like to even be the discussion anymore.
You know, online security is always in the forefront of what we're thinking about. But most taxpayers expect, and rightfully so, that we are working on and taking care of the security issues. We do explain to people when they ask that we do have a strong security protocol in place. But frankly, it isn't the impediment that people thought it was. If 70% of people are filing electronically today, clearly they are comfortable with electronic interactions and are continuing to do so. And our projections are that we will increase even more substantially in the coming year. You may know there's now a federal e-file mandate that was enacted that requires return preparers in 2011 who prepare 100 or more returns to file them electronically. So we think the whole trend is going to be toward e-filing, and ultimately there will be very few people who will file on paper.
So if it's sort of getting people to A, know it was there, and B, understand that it was safe and secure and all those kinds of things was the challenge early on, what's the biggest challenge you face in convincing folks to e-file these days?
Our research shows that the largest group of people who do not file today are generally folks who are not comfortable interacting in an electronic environment. That may be older Americans who really do not feel comfortable having their returns filed electronically. We are working to provide education to those folks, and also they tend to use preparers in higher numbers, and so we are working with the tax preparation community to make the case for why electronic filing is good for everybody.
And so how do you convince particularly the folks who are senior citizens and they look at this interweb thing as some passing fad that will be gone in a couple of years? How do you convince them or do you just say we'll work with those? That's a unique group of folks and we'll just work with them for this period of time.
At the end of the day, people have a right to choose how their returns are filed. However, with the mandate and with the other incentives, even people who have been reluctant in the past are starting to come around. Again, we're at 70%. We anticipate being at or close to 80% this filing season. And we think as time goes on, the adoption curve suggests that more and more people will be doing it. There will be a core we're never going to convince. But for everyone else, I think it's just a matter of time and a little bit more work.
And so the biggest challenge for you guys this year, I know people changing tax codes at the last minute never always makes your life much more complex, but what's the biggest challenge around e-filing for tax filing season 2011?
I think the biggest challenge around e-filing is the same challenge that's around paper filing, which is that there is legislation that we need to implement, and it takes us some time to do the programming so we can process your return in either way. We were very clear with folks when the legislation was passed that it was going to take us some time. We worked very hard to minimize the number of people it would affect. And in fact, it turns out that most taxpayers can file their returns at any time, and we can process them. For a small group, and those are people who itemize, we will not be able to process the returns until the middle of this month, February. And so our big challenge is we're trying to encourage people, even if they are in that situation, they're itemizing, they need to file, to go ahead and prepare their returns electronically. We've worked with the tax software companies. They're stockpiling returns in that category. They're holding them. And so that the minute we're ready to process, they'll be able to send those returns to us, and that will be the shortest amount of time for us to get a refund to those taxpayers.